As New Zealand prepares to commemorate Anzac Day, there are calls for more research into Asian New Zealanders' involvement in the First World War. April the 25th, of course, is the date New Zealand troops landed at Gallipoli in Turkey. In 1915, community leaders say the history of the Chinese and Asian servicemen who were there too has been neglected. RNZ Asia's Chen Liao reports.
Peter Singh is the son of Santa Singh Johol, a Punjabi Sikh who fought in France for the British Indian Army before moving to the front line in Belgium during World War I. He says his father was wounded in the leg at Gallipoli and evacuated to Egypt. He returned to India in 1919 before emigrating to New Zealand the following year. Peter Singh says the participation of Indian troops in the Gallipoli campaign was never acknowledged in New Zealand, and that needs to change.
I think that we should, because a number of them came and settled in New Zealand and became part of our community, and their history, to some extent, is also our history. So I think, yes, they should be recognised.
Mr. Singh says he's extremely proud to be the son of an Indian soldier.
When I was a boy, we used to go with my father to the Anzac ceremony at the Domain. And I remember this was always a very moving time. And he was always very proud. He wore his war medals, and which are now down in the Waiuru Army Museum. He was always very proud. He's very proud of being a soldier.
Narendra Bana is the president of the New Zealand Indian Central Association. He says he has not been able to find any information about the exact numbers of Indian troops at Gallipoli.
That's something that history doesn't record, and it's a very poor exercise in my view.
The chairman of the Auckland branch of the New Zealand Chinese Association, Richard Leung, says Chinese soldiers have also been forgotten. He says the history of New Zealand Chinese Anzacs was ignored until a book about Australian Chinese Anzacs was updated in 2015 to include New Zealand Chinese soldiers.
There was never any knowledge that there were Chinese Anzacs because, you know, Chinese history in New Zealand is very much not mainstream history. So it was never taught. People didn't know.
The Auckland War Memorial Museum last year unveiled a new display highlighting the contribution of Chinese and Indian New Zealanders in World War I. Associate Curator Gail Romano says the display can help draw long overdue attention to Asian soldiers' contribution.
The participation in our expeditionary forces and the country's expeditionary forces by members of New Zealand's Chinese and Indian communities isn't well known, and it's not often told.
Gail Romano says the museum has an online cenotaph the public can search to identify New Zealand service personnel of Chinese and Indian descent. She says the museum believes that many have not been reported and listed in their database.
Chen Liao with that report.